I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Remember that big climate agreement hammered out in Paris last winter? Well, for now, it's still just a bunch of paper. But UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expected to push for putting it into effect before the end of the year, maybe even as soon as next week during the UN's General Assembly in New York. The U.S. and China formally committed to the agreement a couple of weeks ago, but it still needs a bunch more countries to officially adopt it before it can go into effect. Those signatures, though, would really just be the beginning of the massive global effort we'll need to avoid the most dangerous effects of climate change. New technologies can help us get off fossil fuels, but we'll need new businesses to help develop those technologies. One approach that's been gathering steam is something called the Green Business Incubator. We sent The World's Jason Margolis and Ari Daniel to check out the nation's largest green business incubator. Turns out it's not too far from our studios.
Boston's spot as a hub of green energy innovation had an unlikely start. Sareen Grama had just finished his graduate work at MIT and was looking for a place to work on his new solar electricity startup. He came across an old, abandoned warehouse.
My partner and I were looking at it, well, it's a lot of space here. Maybe other people can join. It's kind of lonely, so let's see if other people are interested. We put out a call to the MIT community.
Within weeks, a handful of startups were sharing that cavernous space.
And we bonded. All the companies sort of created a nice community, and we were starting sharing tools and people and ideas and reading each other's proposals for funding and things like that. We had a great Christmas party one year.
But the warehouse was slated to be torn down. The entrepreneurs stuck together, though, and relocated. Soon, five companies became 20, and they needed a third, even bigger site. Today, their home is a massive old mid-19th century pipe factory in Somerville, just outside of Boston. It's called Greentown Labs.
Today, in this space, we're home to more than 50 clean energy and clean technology-focused companies and are the nation's largest clean tech incubator.
Mark Vasu is Greentown's executive vice president. He says, sure, the companies here could go out and rent office space anywhere, but these companies need space to roll up their sleeves.
They're making stuff. They're getting dirty. They're building things.
And save money doing it. If you need a power saw or an industrial press, no need to buy your own. Just sign up for a time in the machine shop. The incubator also brings shared intellectual resources, like software, human resources, even PR help. And then there's the networking. Aaron Acosta is a recent MIT grad and CEO of the five-person startup Rise Robotics, a company working on energy-efficient robotics. Acosta says they came to Greentown for the lab space, but stayed for the community.
It's like a pack effect where when someone is like pulling away and doing really well out at the front, the group can see that and then chases after it. It's like the, if they can do it, I can do it. And then if you're falling behind, then you can be like, help. And they pull you along for a little while until you're up and running again.
That help runs deep. Greentown's current roster of companies employs 450 people across a range of green tech fields. Mark Vasu points out companies as we cruise the vast space. One company is working to convert trash to energy.
Basically, landfills, when they're capped, could generate methane. If you can actually capture that methane efficiently, it can be used as a fuel source.
Another company is working on small satellites, another on energy generation from sewage. The companies are physically separated just by masking tape on the ground. One small area is empty and abandoned. That company got too big and needed more space.
Some members of the community, but Alteros Energies is making high-altitude wind turbines that are suspended up to 2,000 feet in the air through a helium sort of aerostat technology.
Of course, outgrowing the incubator is part of the point, showing there's money to be made tackling the world's climate and energy challenges. It's a growth area the state of Massachusetts is betting on, putting millions in grants and loans toward a network of green tech incubators. Stephen Pike, who runs the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, says it's an efficient way to spend.
We can try to go out and try to support individually 50 different companies.
Or invest in an incubator that supports 50 companies under one roof. Pike says the state has an audacious goal.
We want to be the Silicon Valley of clean energy, renewable energy.
Of course, to reach that goal, the state will need some big winners. Imagine Silicon Valley without the likes of Apple, Google, or Hewlett-Packard. The Bay Area kind of loses some cachet. In Boston, the Facebook of clean energy hasn't come out of Greentown Labs yet. But my colleague Ari Daniel did find one Greentown startup that's starting to fly on its own.
Thanks, Jason. So this is the sound of an electric generator shuddering to life in Burlington, Vermont, about 200 miles north of Somerville. It's running on methane gas brewed up by, well, a brewery next door. You might know the brewery, Magic Hat, one of Vermont's first craft breweries, which now distributes its beer around the world. Every year, Magic Hat cranks out nearly 51 million bottles of beer, and roughly a third of the electricity running the brewery comes from that methane gas. Take a tour of the brewery, and you'll hear about it yourself.
We also have an ingenious new machine known as the digester, which makes actual energy from our wastewater.
There's more waste than one would initially think.
This is Hasper Kuno of Purpose Energy.
They were trucking between 3 and 5 loads every day of their highest strength brewery waste, the stuff that really couldn't go down the drain because it would clog up the municipal wastewater system.
Getting rid of all that waste cost the brewery big money, not to mention the pollution from all those trucks. But back at the Greentown incubator, Purpose Energy was already working on a way to take waste like this from a brewery or a farm or a food production facility and convert a good chunk of it into fuel. Now, instead of getting shipped off-site for disposal, Magic Hat's wastewater gets pumped into a huge tank primed with special bacteria. The bacteria chew up the waste in the liquid and basically belch out methane gas and carbon dioxide, leaving behind cleaner water and just a small amount of goo.
This is the stuff that's floating around in the digester.
You've got like a cup full of black liquid. Oh, it's sludgy.
It's Kuno's job to clean out the digester every couple of months, and he gets covered in the stuff.
Almost head to toe.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But the result is worth it. The digester slashes the brewery's overall carbon footprint, and the methane it produces fuels that generator we heard earlier, producing low-carbon electricity, which explains the company's name.
Not only are we making energy, but there's a purpose behind making that energy, and that purpose is a more sustainable energy future for the world.
Magic Hat was Purpose Energy's first client, taking the company from a one-person show in a garage to a small startup.
We started hiring more people and moved to Greentown Labs, a really just high-energy place for a young and budding business to grow.
And grow they did. The company got a second contract with a brewery in Delaware and will soon be working on a third digester system in Hawaii. Along the way, Purpose Energy emerged from the Somerville incubator and settled into its own new headquarters near Boston. By itself, the company won't save the world, but it's evidence that green business incubator spaces, like Greentown Labs, can help small companies make a difference, and maybe even make it big.
The world's Ari Daniel there, and before that we heard from the world's Jason Margolis.